saw Daddy on the TV. He wasn't a star or celebrity. He was wanted by the law on felonies. He was rolling on bag, making paper stack, putting Wichita Falls on the map. Singing extra, extra, read all about it. Stand on the corner, everybody shout, hey! Hot checks and fast women, cocaine and Cadillac lemons. Struck up a deal with the FBI, said, wear a wire and testify. To catch 22, 25 for life, dying to live and living to die. Singing extra, extra, read all about it. Stand on the corner, everybody shouting, extra, extra, it's old news. I got daddy issues, yeah. Won't find me on the cover of a magazine, no, unless it's a used edition of a broken American dream. Singing extra, extra, read all about it. Stand on the corner, everybody shouting, extra, extra, it's old news. I got daddy issues. Singing extra, extra, read all about it. Stand on the corner, everybody shouting, extra, extra, it's old news. I got daddy issues, yeah. Yeah, I got daddy issues. No, I got daddy issues. Yeah.
Elaina Kay in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session. Welcome in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And hearing some songs from this debut album. Some of those songs, like that one right there, true to life, right?
Yeah, they're all true stories.
Wow. And working through some stuff on that? Or is that the long time working through that with writing those songs when you were out on the road before you got your record deal?
The record was a process in making for sure. I spent a lot of time on it with the writing process and making sure I had the right songs to, you know, express like who I am as a writer and as a musician when for this record to come out. So it was a long process. It wasn't an overnight thing at all.
Yeah. And Paul Cawthon produced the album.
He did.
Did he put you through your paces?
He put me through a lot. So, yeah, but at the end of the day, it turned into a record that I'm super proud of. So it was worth it.
I got to say that you have got to be the absolute first cowgirl I've ever had in the studio.
Ah, yay.
For real, for real life. Yeehaw. Exactly.
Real life cowgirl in studio.
Let's talk about that for a little bit. You're from Wichita Falls, Texas, up around the Oklahoma border. Grew up on a ranch,
yes,
riding horses and cutting horses and raising cattle and stuff.
Yep.
And hard life?
Yeah, you know, lazy was really never an option growing up. You know, it was kind of, you know, you got up early, and if no matter what you did at night, no matter how late, you know, or how hard you played, it's like my dad was always like, you know, if you're going to play with the boys at night, you're going to get up with the boys in the morning and work just the same and just as early and just as hard. So yeah, when I got out of school, I got to go home and go to work. Some days I would try to sneak home to the ranch before they'd see me, but they always caught me and I'd have to go work. But
you started writing during this time too.
Yeah, I picked up a guitar when I was probably a senior in high school. And I was, you know, I was working for my family. I was riding horses and kind of figuring out what I was going to do from there. And I was already writing songs. I think I started writing songs before I knew I was writing songs. Since I was little, I was like constantly, you know, journaling or, you know, had a diary, if you will. So, but yeah, when I went to college is when I really started exploring like being a songwriter and playing guitar, and then it kind of all turned into this.
Unlike a lot of other freshmen, you took a couple of horses.
Yeah,
with you.
So that was, yeah, I took two horses and my dog to school with me. I don't even know where my parents were, but I just remember loading up my trailer with my horses and my dog and whatever I wanted to take to school, and I moved to college by myself with three animals.
Wow. And you were on the college rodeo team.
Yeah. So I went to Tarleton State University in Stephenville, Texas, and they're huge for the, they're very, very well known for their rodeo team. So I rodeoed on the college rodeo team for 3.5 years, and we traveled all over Texas and New Mexico.
And did that prepare you well for life on the road as a musician?
Yeah, I always joke about it, you know, because I did that. I really do think it prepared me, because I was writing songs, you know, I was on the road all the time, and I really started writing songs, you know, and I was kind of like the girl at the rodeo grounds, because at night everyone parks their trailers, you know, outside the rodeo grounds, but everyone sleeps in their trailers too. So everyone, you know, hangs out and parties and, you know, has a campfire or, you know, whatever. And I was kind of always the girl with the guitar that was, you know, playing songs. And so that's kind of really how it all started. And but I always joke, when I started, you know, playing in a band, I was like, I'm doing the same thing, just instead of a horse trailer, it's just, you know, it's just gear and, you know, guys in a band. So
tell me about breaking into the boys club too. How's that been?
You know, I just, my nature is to be very stubborn anyways, and so I think I'm going to be stubborn about it until there's no more of that. You know, it shouldn't be singled out as women. Like, we should be, you know, treated as, you know, we're musicians, we're songwriters. We're probably a lot tougher than they are. So, you know, eventually, you know, so I'm just going to keep on grinding and doing what I'm doing. And I think we are like getting very close to a point where that's all changing. But I will honestly say it's been a struggle. It's been very hard. I mean, one of the biggest reasons why this record is called Issues is because I had issues being a woman in this industry, getting this record out, getting on tour, getting on, you know, getting to where I am right now, like literally, you know, standing right here has been a struggle, and there's been a lot of problems and issues and hardships along the way. So that's kind of really as a whole what this album represents, but not to let it stop you, you know, and just to keep going, because...
Well, keep on keeping on.
I'm a stubborn woman that's not going to stop.
Well, how about we get another song in from the debut album here that speaks a little bit about that. Lose a Little.
Lose a Little? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Delaney Kay in the WVTF studio. It's a Roots Down session.
I got dents in my door, a damaged heart and a broken mind. I always seem to find the dark side of Saturday night. Behind the bar, on the bus, there ain't too many you can't trust. I got rips in my clothes, tears in my soul from the inside. I always try and hide behind the deer and headlights. It's a better you than me eulogy. A deep dark hole from the tower I breathe. Lose a little bit of your dignity. Lose a little bit of yourself. Lose a little bit of your upbringing and use somebody else. Abuse every bit of your beauty. Like a heart wants love, and pain wants drugs, and pennies want wishing wells. Well, borrowed steel, playing for keeps, and an inch for a mile. Hypocrisy, they smile for a while. With her tongue and cheek, we'll dance for the devil in Tennessee. Lose a little bit of your dignity. Lose a little bit of yourself. Lose a little bit of your upbringing. Use somebody else. Abuse every bit of your beauty. Keep them all under your spell. Like a heart wants love, wants drugs, and pennies want wishing wells. Well, well. the heart wants love, the pain wants drugs, and pennies want wishing wells. Like a heart wants love, and pain wants drugs, and pennies want wishing wells.
Roots Down Radio sessions recorded live in the WVTF studio. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
Didn't want to love you, it was easy to. Like the heart that beats inside of my chest. Didn't want the right girl, but you found me. Like a sinner feels compelled to confess. You and I. No, I tried, but I'm tired of trying to make you want to stay. 'Cause I know if I try to leave you, let me walk away. I'm on my last pair to try to make you feel the same. I'm not a rebel, you're not a saint. I was always hoping that you'd come around, that you'd finally see that I was all you need. You were always running from the right thing. And I guess for you it's easy to be free. Oh, and I know. You're not a saint. Well, I gave you all the best of me. You fought for you while losing me. How can you stand here and watch me bleed? But I'm tired of trying to make you want to stay. 'Cause I know if I try to leave you, to let me walk away. I'm on my last pair to try to make you feel the same. I'm not a rebel, you're not a saint. No, I'm not a rebel, you're not a saint.